This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago police made at least 17 arrests during yesterday's anti-ICE protest downtown. The alleged crimes include reckless conduct, defacement of property, and battery of a police officer. Detectives, meanwhile, are still searching for the driver who plowed into protesters in the Loop. That driver injured a 66-year-old woman who broke her arm, according to CPD. Detectives are investigating the incident as a hit and run. Chicago officials are bracing for more immigration raids, as President Donald Trump has announced he'll target five Democratic-led cities, including Chicago. The mayor's chief of staff, Christina Passione Sayas, says that could include anything from detaining people at work to ICE tactical units on Chicago streets.
So we can expect all of those types of tactics, evading due process, deceptive tactics, and concealing identity, along with some of those more aggressive actions that we witnessed in L.A.
Mayor Brandon Johnson says Trump is setting up human traps to rip families apart in his mission to deport immigrants.
You got to be really sick and demented to do this to people.
Johnson vowed to protect the First Amendment rights of people protesting ICE actions. Another news from City Hall, Chicago aldermen could soon have a bigger say in banning Airbnb rentals in their wards. A city council committee advanced an ordinance Wednesday that would allow the council to ban the rentals at the precinct level instead of requiring residents to collect signatures for a ban. The proposal is meant to address rowdy parties that take place at Airbnb rentals in some parts of the city. Council opponents say it's an overreach and could hurt revenue from Airbnb that helps address domestic violence. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at 82. One of the world's most beloved and influential musicians, his family announced Wednesday. The Beach Boys' hits include Good Vibrations, California Girls, and Surfin' USA. The eldest and last surviving of three musical brothers, he and his fellow Beach Boys rose from local California acts to national hitmakers. Some members of the Beach Boys reunited to tour this summer and plan to stop at Riot Fest in Chicago's Douglas Park in September. But Wilson was not expected to be among them. Festival organizers have yet to comment on his passing. You're listening to The Rundown. Imagine you've been separated from your son for most of his life. Then suddenly you're living together at the same prison. Well, that was the situation Yoel Davis found himself in when, during his long prison sentence, his grown-up son, Joel, was also incarcerated. The two men worked to rebuild their relationship. Yoel showed his son how to make prison food that actually tastes good, using limited ingredients, and Joel impressed his dad with skills on the basketball court. Both men have since been released. As part of WBEZ's Father's Day Prison Cast special this Sunday, we brought them into our studios to talk with each other about the experience. Yoel says it all started when he requested a transfer to a more restrictive prison, Hill Correctional Center, so he could reconnect with his son.
My sister told me that you had been convicted and that you were in Hill. I'm like, man, I don't want to go there. At the time, I was in Dixon, where you just had free movement. You didn't need police escorts. It's not even a fence around the yard in Dixon. But when my sister told me that, I went straight to the counselor, told her I want to be transferred to Hill. They're like, what you want to go down there for? I said, my son down there. And she was looking at me crazy because she said no one has ever requested that. That would have been considered going backwards. But because they seen that was my son, and I was explaining to her, I ain't seen my son since he was a child. And like 40 days later, I was there.
This dude named Frog, I used to be playing chess with him a lot. And he was like, yeah, I was in Stateville. I'm like, damn, you probably know my pops. He like, what's his name? I'm like, Yoel. He like, what? Yoel, your daddy? And then like a week later, that's when I found out he was down there. And then they was going, y'all was going to like the gym, coming out the gym. We was on the yard. He was coming out the gym. And I saw him. Like, dang, I don't know, it was like a weird fella. Like I was shocked, happy shocked.
Yeah. So for me, when I seen you, it was in that moment that I began to just feel the emotions that my mom had felt when she was coming in there and seeing me in prison. Because I didn't ever know how that felt. I just took for granted that that's my mom. And this is what parents should do. They should support their children. But when I seen you, it just saddened me. I was happy, but it was sad too, because I want to see you so that we can talk and I can just find out what's going on in your life and provide you with any insight you may need, guidance. But I didn't want to see you under those conditions. I didn't want to see you like that. And in the end, I was thinking like, I got to be a better example for you. Even under these circumstances, I got to be an example for you. And that's what I sought to do from the moment I seen you.
When we first got around each other, when they put you, what was that, three house?
I think we in two house.
Two house, yeah, that was two house. Yeah. You're like, come to the yard, I got something for you. And you brought them burritos out. Mm. I'm like, damn, this joint stuff. Frog like, you like, get Frog some. Yeah, Frog some. Frog like, damn, what's that, a pickle in that mouth? He said, his ass got pickles too.
Yes, and I just wanted to show you that stuff. Like, man, I know how to cook, teach. I know how to do poetry.
What did you think when you saw that I can play basketball?
Oh, wow. For any person, that was the proudest moment ever. And I'm not just saying this because I'm your father, but I'm telling you, anybody that's seen you play, that was in that prison, they could concur if they were sitting here right now. Extraordinary basketball player, point guard, could have been in the NBA or somewhere playing professional ball somewhere. And it's kind of painful, though. The bitter part of it came for me when I would say to myself, and if I would have been out there, I would have been taken him to basketball camp to further develop his skills and this and this and that. And you wouldn't have made certain choices because we would have been away doing this and that. It was just bad. Yeah, I wrestled with a lot of that stuff. And those are things that you wouldn't see or you didn't see. But then when I see you play, like, man, you can hoop. You better than me. And that was hard for me to admit, because I was good. He was hating on me, too. Oh, man, I can't believe how much you was hating on me, man. And that was just fun to share those moments. I mean, those are moments that you would typically share with your son in a normal setting. I made it home before you. I came home February the 1st. 2024. And what day did you come on?
April 26th.
How's it been? You and I, since you've been home, 'cause it's the first time we've been out here together, to your memory, because you were young when I left. So now here we are as adults, out here together. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been fun. it's been fun every time we link up, be laughing and kicking it.
Yeah.
Talking about all type of stuff.
And as you see, I call you up. Come on, man. Come on, hang out with me. Come on over here. Let's do this. It's fun. And I don't get me wrong. I believe we would have had great moments when you were a child. But as an adult, we can just do more. We can go more places, and we could just do things as adults. And I like that. I like that part of it, that we are still able to have a relationship as adults.
That was Yoel Davis talking with his son, Joel. Both men rebuilt their relationship while they were incarcerated together inside Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg. This segment was produced by Lauren Frost as a part of WBEZ's Prison Cast, a statewide radio show serving people in Illinois prisons and jails and their loved ones on the outside. You can listen to the next episode of Prison Cast this Sunday, featuring lots of stories about how incarceration affects parents and children. That's from 2 to 4 on 91.5 WBEZ, WBEZ.org, or on your local Illinois public radio station. Weather for today, sunny, warm, high near 90. Tonight, cloudy with a low near 67. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High near 74 by the lake, near 80 inland. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.